Yesterday I stopped in and saw a friend of mine I haven't seen for a while. And we started talking about a lot of different things, including my book. Well, the one that's, I guess, being written now, right this very moment. And my book in the past. And I said, you know, what good is all this stuff? I mean, I drive myself crazy, I work my ass off. I let go of the easy money to write the book about sending love, and I work with sending love so I can do it better and be able to explain that to people so that at least they can see how it works and make a difference in their own lives. And at the end, what do I have? I have the ability to send love, but not the ability to cure my own wife of the cancer. Right? So, and ironically, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed in that, because here I'm putting out this book and sending love and change your life and make, you know, a difference for yourself, for your family, for your friends, everyone around you. Increase your income. Make yourself happy, attract a relationship, and so forth. Yes, it does work, but at the same token, I'm going, well, you run around, well, I don't run around talking about it, but, you know, you put the books out, and at the same token, you can't even cure your own wife of cancer. I mean, what kind of crap is that? I mean, what kind of a picture does that portray? I'll tell you what kind of picture it portrays. The same kind I didn't like before, years back when I was reading all those books, where they tell you you can do this by visualizing and this by visualizing and do all these things, and then next thing you hear of some issue these people having that they can't even solve. And I just go, well, that's nice. You run around preaching something that you yourself can't even use for yourself, you know? It's not an accurate statement, but it is a fair statement. And my friend then responded saying, yes, your stuff does work. There's perhaps other issues involved. Perhaps not believing enough. I went, yeah, here we go again, right? It always comes back to that. Not believing enough. Not believing enough. Let me tell you something. Believing has something to do with it, yes, but it's not the end of all. Because I don't care what you believe. If you put your finger on the table and give me a sponge and a hammer, I don't care what you believe, you will get on your finger what I decide, be it the hammer or the sponge. And I says, go ahead and do it. I can tell you right now what you're going to get. And I could change my mind. And he said, yeah, you're going to whack it with the hammer. And I said, yeah, probably. I may change my mind. I may use the sponge instead. The issue is this. We make a lot of excuses for things we can't accomplish. And we keep saying, well, perhaps we don't believe enough. Perhaps we didn't do it right. You know what? We have enough evidence in the negative side of things. We can go and burn down a house, wreck a car, we can chop down a tree. But in that same token, all of a sudden we don't quite have the ability to heal or do the positive side on the positive things as easily. It's like the pendulum swings very easily for us one way, but not so easily the other way. It's sort of like money. You can get rid of it in an instant, but it's not so easy to get in an instant. See, it swings one way really easily, doesn't swing so good the other way. What I'm saying of all this is, there's a key inside of us that isn't fully unlocking yet. And even with sending love, it beginning to unlock it, yes, but seems to be only so far. And everybody's a little different, of course, but it seems to only unlock it so far, in my opinion. And then it just seems to sort of sit there. And at that point, no matter how much you believe, no matter how hard you work at it, it just doesn't really go much beyond that, you know? A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. It's always this damn little bit. Well, let me put it to you this way. This was in a discussion, of course, of my friend. If I was a baseball player, a hockey player, a golf player, an athlete of any kind, and I put the effort in that I put into all of this, I would be at the top, absolute top of my field. That's the point. Now, I believe absolutely we have the ability to do anything, absolutely anything, from take that mountain and literally put it over there. Each individual has that ability and that power inside us. In some ways, we're probably afraid to unlock it, but the time is coming to unlock it. And like a door, it's time to begin pushing it open a little bit, every day a little bit more, every day a little bit more, so our abilities increase. See, one of his responses was, and it was a very fair response, was, well, if everybody could just create $1 million, no one would go to work, and how would it all work? I says, people would still do things. They just wouldn't go to work. They would still garden, because people love to garden. There's people just love to do it. They would do it for the sheer love of it, because there is no money involved. Everything they need, they can create. And the thing is, everything would be even more beautiful, because they would have the ability to create the best soil, the best conditions for their plants to grow. There would still be boat builders, because people will always build things. They love to build things. I love to build things. I would never stop building things with my hands, doing things with my hands. And I love to just give it away. I love to do it and just say, here, please enjoy it. That gives me the greatest joy, more than selling it, more than anything. And that's one of the reasons why I love giving my books away, and even the meditation tapes. It gives me great joy that someone can use it and do something with it. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. And that's the way it would be. People would cook. People would garden. There's people that love to cook. There's people that love to invent and create. They would invent cars, airplanes, all kinds of things. What would happen is their ability to do so would increase, because we would have the ability to create things to create. You see, it just expands our ability rather than being in this lack where it's always not enough. You know, we always don't have enough. The painter is striving for nicer, more beautiful colors, can reach out and produce them, create them with this ability. There would still be painters. Everything would still be here, but it would be different, because it would be much more beautiful, because the need to do it for a reason other than pure enjoyment of doing it would not be there anymore. We have the ability to create out of thin air. And you might say, well, how do you know? Proof, proof, proof. I know we have the ability. That's all that matters. And I believe beyond anything that we have the ability to unlock the door. How to unlock it? sending love, in a sense, is a key to unlock it. Because there's something happens when you bring about the ability to flow love and work on increasing the ability. But that's not the end. That's the key, yes. But it still doesn't quite... It's a key, but it's more like a combination lock. And that's one of the combinations for that door. I don't know what the other ones are, but I am going to find them. There is no two ways about it. I'm going to figure out how to unlock that door so that everybody can do it in an easy way, in a way that doesn't destroy but creates. Now, all these things are possible. We don't need to be afraid of ourselves. What we need to be afraid of is continue on with lack. You know, not enough. What we need to be afraid of is continuing on with being afraid of each other. Being afraid that someone might take something we have. That's where the real issues and problems come about. When everybody can create, manifest what they want, peace comes about naturally. The ability in itself begins to govern itself, especially as everybody gains the ability. And of course, some will gain it faster than others. Some will be again better than others. It's like anything else. But it doesn't matter as long as everybody is allowed to have the ability. You might say, well, some might create wars. I doubt it. It's impossible, but we have that now. We have it in enormous scale. So, in a sense, I don't think we need to be any more afraid of it. Other than, let's say, being afraid of continuing on the way we are doing things. We need to reach out. We need to expand, we need to grow. Our abilities need to grow. I mean, this is the time. It's just time for this. Frankly, I get tired of looking around and seeing people with lack. You know, people in pain, people hurting, covering it up with smiles, saying, well, I feel better when I smile, yes. It doesn't look so bad. I mean, nobody wants to talk to me when I'm down and feeling my pain. Of course not. So we hide it, we bury it, we do all this, you know. But the point is, we want to get rid of it, right? So we close a blind eye to it. And probably rightfully so, because in a sense, what else can we do? We feel powerless to make changes. No, it's a battle, but I don't think it needs to be. I don't think we need to be victims. I think we can open up that ability in us and find that joy and pass it on to someone else also. So, what do we do? Do we believe in a power greater than ourselves, outside of ourselves? Or do we believe that this power lies within ourselves? Whether it came from outside of ourselves is irrelevant at the moment. But we have the power, we do have the ability, but we have to reach out and say we want it. Don't we? I mean, will it be forced on us? When will we decide that, hey, yes, I want it. I want the ability to create my life the way I want to experience. And by that, actually bringing more joy into the world. We have to stand up and say what we want. And then comes the little words, yeah, we've done that, and nothing's came. That's true. So you wonder, you know, it goes back to then believing, goes back to faith, it goes back to all these little things we say and we put in there, which really says one thing. We don't know why. We don't know why things aren't working. We don't know why we don't have the ability, the power to do some things we want to do. I don't know exactly how to open that door to let more of our abilities flow out. So I take a direction and I keep going. And that's what I said, my friend. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea what direction to go. I have none whatsoever other than what I'm on. But I asked for it. I said, I want it. And I'm not going to stop knocking on that door. I'll kick it. I'll bang it. Till either a key falls out, a direction, instructions, or the darn thing starts to open. Then we talked about an interesting thing. I said this. We have billions of people on this planet. Billions. We have a Dalai Lama the 13th. So, 13 times he's been here. What the heck is wrong with that picture? He does not even have the power and ability to sit in his own country. He does not even have the power, the strength, the energy to protect himself. He needs bodyguards. And cannot stay in his own country with his own people. I mean, what the heck is wrong with that picture? All these centuries of wisdom, and there is no power to create their own destiny, their own direction. I agree that 1,000 people getting together sending love will do something. There is no doubt, okay? But you also have 1,000 lamas swinging their little prayer grinders day in, day out. Well, their country still got invaded. So what exactly is happening? My friend says, well, maybe they didn't believe enough. Well, they believe enough to sit on the floor, you know, 18 hours a day, grinding away at little prayer wheels and so forth. They believe enough to do that. There's enough belief there. It's nobody knows how to open that door. Or the ones that know how to open the door are afraid. Because, in a sense, that door is kind of Pandora's box, isn't it? And we've done something strange with that word, Pandora's box. We've made it bad, evil, dangerous, everything but good. We've become so afraid of it. The only thing that can come to our mind is that the only thing in that box could be bad for us. It couldn't be anything good for us. See, that's the type of mentality we've come to. That the gods who created all this made things and booby traps that are bad for us. You know, there's something wrong with that picture. As I look around, I notice there's things not right. There's things not right with certain pictures. The Pope, for instance, supposed to be the holiest man. next to God, right? Well, why does he need 2-inch bulletproof glass? I'm drawing that picture. See, we know all this. Everything I'm saying, you've thought about. But we put it aside because we can't make heads or tails of it. You see, it doesn't make sense. And if we go, well, okay, this is not right. I mean, what the heck's going on here? Then it takes away from our faith because, in a sense, we have to have something to believe. Something to hold on to. So anything is better than nothing. Well, I think a new belief might be in order. One of self-empowerment. One saying that everything is created for the good of us. And we don't need to be afraid of it. There aren't booby traps out there that God's made for us. Like apples that you can't eat that you will become cursed forever on because someone ate an apple. That is not a true loving God, is it? That's something else. Is that something you would do to your child? He said, don't eat that apple there. And the kid eats it, of course. You know, the child will. And then you punish him. And his children and children's children for a billion years. I don't think so. That's not loving. Something wrong with that picture. See, all these little things have got something wrong with them. And that alone is the message. What it's saying is we're looking in the wrong place. When something like that doesn't have a mathematical equation to it, because that goes back to math. If it doesn't have a mathematical equation that actually works out, something's wrong with it. And it's really a message saying, oh, don't look there, try another place. Our ability and our strength lies inside. This is something that was given to us. And that should be perhaps maybe our new belief. That we are empowered with the ability to create. The ability to move mountains. If we so desire. The ability to create food for everyone to eat. Happiness for everyone to experience. In a sense, heaven on earth, we have that ability. We just have to find how to open that door, to really open that ability. Again, I said the sending love part is probably a big part of that. But I think I'm still not looking in the right place for that ability. I want that ability, yes. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And yeah, the first thing I do will be to remove the cancer from my wife, of course. Don't be silly. Second thing I will do, I will show her how to do it herself. This does not destroy free will. This is another conversation we had also, because it does not destroy free will. See, we make an excuse, oh, if we have the power to heal, and we can just heal someone there, and everybody has the power to heal, then, you know, we're sort of invading other person's privacy. Not really. It's no different than walking in and moving his TV from here to there, or his chair from here to there. If he doesn't want it there, he can say so, or I can move it back. It's like saying, I walk in, I notice he has a headache, I remove it. He says, what'd you just do? Did you just take my headache away? Yeah, I thought maybe you don't want it. No, I want the headache. He then has the ability to put it back. That's fine. See, it becomes self-adjusting. From then on, we begin to experience a new way of life that unfolds, rather than just walking in saying, hey, you got a little bit of a tumor there. You want me to pull it out, we ask. Oh, I didn't even notice it. You know, I've been so busy creating stuff. I didn't realize. I wonder why I'm getting it. No, don't take it out yet. I want to look at why I might be getting this. See? That simple. We didn't invade privacy. We just made adjustments. See, we have the ability to adjust to almost anything. And what we're adjusting to is something wonderful. But, yeah, we can be afraid of it. We can say, oh, power is destructive, money is destructive. You want to know something that's destructive? Hunger is fucking destructive. Huh? Poverty is damn destructive. Sadness, depression, that's destructive. These are the things we have, and look at our world, it's pretty destructive. Abundance is not destructive. That's a lie. That's something we convinced ourselves with our own fear, you know, because we couldn't find it, so we just made it untouchable. Oh, it's better not have it. I can't get it anyway, so no use pining over it. Well, those days are over. Let's create a new belief. A belief that we can have what we want, it is our right, and our joy, and that is the way the universe was created. We have the power and the ability to move mountains, to do anything, absolutely anything we want. We can manifest it, create it, out of thin air if we so desire. We actually have that ability. Is that such a bad belief? See, once we go into that and we say, okay, I'm going to accept that, then we can start actually looking for the door. Okay, so now, how do we do it? Yeah, well, that's still the question, isn't it? Maybe together we'll find it. Maybe this will be nothing but a path of search. Who knows? At least we're going to try. And we don't give up. There's two things we do. Well, actually three, isn't there? We believe, we try, and we don't give up. That's that simple. You see, we don't give up when we really believe in something, when we're really, what do you call that word? You know, you just want it. It's just right. This is what it is when, you know, the push is there inside. We don't give up then. We just keep going. Another thing we talked about is all the millions of people, billions actually, you'd think that somebody might have found those doors, eh? And opened them. Got to have. I mean, it's logically, mathematically impossible. My friend agreed with me and said, yes. And what happens is you change when you open that door and the abilities come about. You change and you let go of your surroundings. It's like, in his words, it says, all this doesn't matter anymore. It's sort of becomes irrelevant because you're moving out of the vibrational range of it. And that's true in a sense, very true. I'll explain to you very quickly just how we know that. If you travel out of your body, there is something called the golden string. People have different names for it. Silver thread. It connects you to this non-physical body that you're in. And it connects it to the physical body. Because if you go a certain distance, your life drops away like a fading dream. All the emotions involved with it, everything, literally drop away. And you wouldn't come back. Because there's nothing to come back to. It just fades. It's gone. Like, it really never mattered. I know when we're here and you know, we're feeling it and we're in the emotion of it, it's very strong and intense. But as you gain distance from this, it vanishes. And that sort of cable pulls you back, brings you back, otherwise you wouldn't come back. So it's like a safety net. The same thing happens when people die. Generally, very quickly, the life and the world falls away. It's literally like a dream. You wake up, you had a dream, you start trying to remember it, and you just see it slipping away. You know, you get a little glimpse of it, and then more of it disappears, and now you have nothing. It's like totally vanished. It's like you can't even remember. That is exactly what happens. And so, you know, that's why you don't have all these people coming back and saying, hey, this is what's going on. Because in reality, this life is just a blink of an eye. You see how big we are, how huge we are, and how small we've made ourselves? Which is all fine and dandy, because life is a very joyous experience. There's lots of wonderful things here. There's trees to smell, there's green grass, there's flowers, there's sun, rain, all kinds of things. But the pain is unnecessary. So we need to choose. Do we want to reach further? Yes, no. Each individual, I suppose, has to decide that for themselves. But it is time. The time is definitely coming. So, what we're doing with the 3.6 million, in a sense, it's because we don't know exactly how to open the door, where to reach for the handle. So we're using the 3.6 million because as you reach for something, you tend to find something else. And we're reaching for the creating of it, the manifesting of it, in a sense, virtually out of thin air, right? I mean, how it comes doesn't really matter, but in a sense, we're sort of reaching it out of thin air. So, in a sense, by that very token, we're actually trying to open that door inadvertently without pushing on it. And we're sending out a message that that is what we want. And when we send out a message long enough, the message will, I think, get answered. It may take some time, but it will get answered. So I believe we will find the key to begin to open that door, because inadvertently, we're already working on it. So I did my 3.6 million this morning with a new zest for it, you might say. Even so, it took me quite a while to get the feeling. A long time. Then, once I got the feeling, I held it for a very long time and actually was able to keep it in a much stronger feeling than before. And what I notice now is the 3.6 million don't seem like much anymore when I look at the numbers. I just sat there this morning and stared at the numbers and pretended that it's in the bank, in the bank account. It's there. I just kept that. That's there. 3,600,000. That's in the bank. How's that feel? That's what I stuck with. Just how it felt. Kept pretending that it's there. Until I basically began to believe it's there. When I began to really believe it was there, then the feelings of it being there, the emotions, everything came about. And it was there, in that sense, totally there. And that's also when I noticed the money was not as big anymore. You know, at the beginning, 3.6 was a lot of money. It was a big chunk, a huge amount. Now, it doesn't look that big anymore. It's much smaller. It just seems like an average amount. Seems like a good amount to just have on hand in case you want to create something, do something. Yeah, just some spending money. I'm having a little bit of fun here. Alright, next few days, I'm going to bring up that feeling more. I'm going to keep it longer periods of time. I think I might even get up a little earlier and just keep doing that in the morning and hold it for as long as I can till I have to do, you know, go do something or whatever. But this morning I did for about an hour and a half. I stuck with it. Long time. But I'm determined. I'm determined to see the results and to see this through.